Spanning the planet. Spanning the planet. You've landed at the Pet Entertainment Center of the Universe. Alert the paparazzi. This is Pet Life Radio, the ultimate animal adventure.
Okay, welcome to Pets and Punchlines.
Welcome. Today we have a really exciting guest for me anyway, because I grew up watching him on Animal Planet. Like, how many years ago was the show on?
It was on for 6 seasons, and the last new episode aired in the summer of 2013.
It was the best show.
Well, we should probably tell people
yeah.
who we're talking
to. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got so excited. I forgot to introduce you.
Starstruck this
so,
one.
So introducing, we have Shorty Rossi today on the show of Animal Planet's Pit Boss, the best great show. Thank you for being here with us.
Not a problem.
Your dog, Onyx. So, well,
yes, and Onyx was, I saw from your Instagram and Twitter that Onyx was flying under your seat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just
and Onyx is not actually my dog. He's one of my workers' dogs.
Oh.
I usually take Francis, and Francis needed a little more training. He started to get a little protective of me.
Oh,
so
really?
He's actually in training right now.
Really?
More training. This one here is his first time on an airplane, and she did great. But she's a therapy dog. She goes to retirement homes, elementary schools, everything.
Really?
So she's a very calm and... As you can see.
Yeah, she's so
interested,
docile.
Interested, thinking the microphone's a ball right now.
Yeah, that was
a good catch
this.
On your part, that I gave her the mic to smell, and Shorty was like, that's not a ball. That might get eaten. So I wanted to ask you about it. That, like, I mean, obviously you have a connection to pit bulls in particular. What was it that drew you to pits?
I mean, pit bulls type dogs are misunderstood. People are blaming them for something they're not, the media and everybody else. And I kind of have that understanding because they judge little people. They misunderstand that.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me, I'm able to understand them.
Yeah.
They can't speak, I can.
Yeah. Like, at what age did it start that you had a connection?
Around 14 years old, I had my first pit bull named Coco.
Mm-hmm.
But it really took off like 2001.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was there something that, like, sparked that in particular?
Yeah, I went to for the first time, adopt a dog way before I was in the rescue field. And I thought I was saving this dog's life, and to realize that she changed my life and saved it.
Wow.
And it went from there.
How so?
She gave me a cause to do something for a purpose and not just for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you think you were helping her out, but when she changed your life, and now that's why I'm here.
That's fantastic.
I love that. So I've been seeing you for a really long time at these events. I know. Where are you now mostly? Do you mostly do, like, the expo circuit?
I do everything. I mean,
and you still have the agency?
We still have the agency. I mean, we do. We're also in the cigar business, too, so we do cigar.
That's right. Big fan over here.
Which I also wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Very important cigar advocacy. Another misunderstood group, I feel.
We were just at an event a couple weeks ago in San Antonio, Texas, where we supported Cigars for Warriors.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
So we do expos, we do small functions, we do seminars, we do keynotes, we do everything.
Mm.
We get to travel the entire Western Hemisphere.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you're all over. You're traveling all the time. So I guess it doesn't get old when you can do it with dogs like Onyx.
No, Onyx is the first time, but I mean, I've known Onyx for a while, and she's just... a great dog. She's at my house all the time, so.
That's uh-huh. great.
How many dogs do you have at your house at a given time?
My own, nine.
Nine.
All pit bulls.
Yeah, pit bull, bully type breeds.
And so where do you get them from?
I mean, these dogs are, you know, from around the world, literally. BB's from New York, Hercules is from Las Vegas, Mario's from Argentina, we've got a couple of dogs from Mexico.
So, holy mackerel.
You
wow.
know, California, so yeah.
Any really crazy stories? How you got any dog in particular?
Maybe not the most craziest, but we went to promote the show in Argentina, and there's this breed called Dogo Argentino, which
they
is
are
the bully breed.
Enormous, right?
Yes. And
Ray Donovan's dog, I think.
You know, they got a bad rap, and
that
we
dog
were,
does.
And so we were doing an event for the government, and they had recently just busted a puppy mill. And they gave us one of the rescue puppies.
Oh, really?
That we had to get from Argentina to Mexico, because I live in Mexico now.
Oh, you live in Mexico? I was going to say, dude, I was actually going to ask you if you still lived in L.A. or...
No, I've been permanently in Mexico for a little over 3.5 years, but
cool.
Down there for 8.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, the cost of living's cheaper.
More room for the dogs.
More room for the dogs.
Do you have a good vet down there?
We have the best bed I've ever had in my life.
I don't know. You're sitting next to a pretty good one, so well, I need to know what makes her. She's house call.
House calls.
That's like nice. Me. Shout out
but
to
she
house call.
She did it. Wait, last time she came a couple months ago. A lot of them needed shots, so they got their shots, checkups, blood samples on almost all of them. I paid like $300.
Holy mackerel.
Well, so she loves
nine dogs.
No, and it's Mexico.
That, and it's Mexico.
I'm in New York City. I'm much more expensive. But yes,
so
it,
is your rent.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So is my everything.
Yeah, and, somehow the Mexico thing just adds to your mystique also. Yeah.
But it's important
for everybody.
It's important
but,
to love
yeah.
your vet and have one that knows the breed and, you know, understands them and everything else like that.
So. Onyx.
Onyx, what do you have to say? Oh, my. Yeah, I wish you guys could see
yep,
this. Oh, my God.
Just lick
the
microphone.
But you'll see pictures. Just go to the Instagram.
But, we won't keep you too long, but just briefly, what is your message about your cause?
I mean, the message is don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make assumptions of what you think or your neighbor told you or what some media output told you, you know, with fake news everywhere now. Educate yourself.
Yeah.
Study of what it is. No matter if it's about pit bulls or about something else you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't believe the hype of what you do, because most of the people that have the negative thoughts about this breed, or they're saying they're killers and everything, really never been around one.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're making that assumptions, and, you know, it becomes our world is just horrible at gossip.
Yeah.
You know, and then at the same time, get off your... And
it's
do
fine.
So, get
yeah.
off your ass
yeah.
and do something for something else besides yourself.
I like
yeah.
it.
Volunteer. If you don't want a dog, go volunteer. If you don't want to be around them, well, maybe you want to clean the bowls. Maybe you want to do the laundry at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
not about you. It's about something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Shorty, I know you, I mean, you're probably like a pioneer in this, right, in this movement, I think, with the pit bulls. I mean, I as far as back as I can remember, when I was young and I watched your show.
Well, I mean,
I think
the show gave me the avenue
platform.
To, as you say, pioneers and keep on doing it. And I'm still able to travel and able to do all this thing and do the stuff I love to do.
Great.
That's
great. So great.
So if people want to support your cause other than buying one
they
of your
can,
t-shirts.
They can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Shorty Rossi, or visit our site, shortywood.com, and mm-hmm. it tells us what we do, and visit our online store and support our cause.
Visit, donate, share. Awesome.
All right. Get on it, guys. Follow Shorty Rossi.
Yeah, and wait till you see these pictures of Onyx. Oh, my God. She's the sweetest.
All right. Thank you
right,
so much,
thanks,
man.
No
thanks,
problem,
Shorty,
guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.